In his April 28th decision, U.S. Court Judge Ralph Beislein upheld the way the Forest Service had assessed deer habitat in its approval of four timber sale plans on the Tongass National Forest under the 1997 Forest Plan. Greenpeace and Cascadia Wildlands Project claimed the agency violated its own forest-wide plan and federal environmental law. Among other allegations, the groups alleged the agency had incorrectly used a scientific model and overestimated how many deer a patch of forest land can support. Larry Edwards is with the Greenpeace office in Sitka.
The Forest Service made an error in applying the science in using a conversion factor with the results from its deer model. And that conversion factor is applied in order to assess impacts to sustainability of wolf populations and providing adequate deer over time for subsistence hunters. And the Forest Service made a very significant error in how that multiplier is used.
The Forest Service has since changed its methods for estimating deer habitat in the 2008 revision of the Tongass Land Management Plan. Edwards sees this as tacit admission that the Forest Service had been wrong before, and he points out the agency has never gone back to reanalyze and correct the decisions made under the old plan. However, in his ruling, Judge Beislein found that the Forest Service's earlier application of the model, quote, represents a bona fide scientific disagreement with the plaintiff's position, rather than simply an error. Beislein acknowledged the plaintiff's argument that Alaska Department of Fish and Game experts had also disagreed with the Forest Service's approach to calculating deer density at the time. But he wrote that the court's role was, quote, simply to ensure that the Forest Service made no clear error of judgment that would render its action arbitrary and capricious. Beislein wrote that the agency had, quote, relied on the reasonable opinions of its own experts. Greenpeace's Edwards says his organization expects to appeal the ruling in the Ninth Circuit Court. He thinks the issue goes beyond the four sales named in the suit.
In 2008, we did ask the Forest Service to go back and do supplemental analysis on all of these timber sales that still have timber available from them that have been done since 1997 to correct these errors in the modeling and look at their analysis again, and the Forest Service hasn't done that.
With the recent court ruling in its favor, the Forest Service is not planning to go back and review those sales anytime soon. Forrest Cole is supervisor for the Tongass.
Well, there is potential for that, but every time we go back and do new analysis on old projects, it has a tendency to cost a significant amount of time and energy, not to mention the money. So I think the ruling that we have will suffice for now that what we've done is adequate.
Cole sees the court decision as significant for several reasons.
Probably the most significant is because we've had this issue over our deer model for quite some time, either through appeals or separate lawsuits, is that the analysis that we're doing is valid, and the work that was done specifically for these projects is legitimate method of determining what those effects might be.
There has been little to no timber offered or purchased from the projects named in the suit. They include the Overlook and Scott Peak sales near Petersburg, the Soda Nick sale on Prince of Wales Island, and Trader's Cove near Ketchikan. Cole does not think those sales are economically attractive to buyers at the moment, with the possible exception of Trader's Cove, which had the largest timber offering at 16 million board feet. Cole says that sale may be reworked as a stewardship contract in which timber harvest revenue can be used to support forest restoration work, like fixing old logging road culverts that block fish passage or improving wildlife habitat. Cole does not think that's a viable option for the other three sales right now.
The other two, Overlook and Soda Nick, given the size of those and the current economics of those projects, I don't think that they warrant that same look. Scott Peak, we've attempted to bring into several other contracts, and we're still looking at it, but given the market situation, I don't know if we're going to be able to bring them in or not.
Cole is hopeful the recent court ruling resolved at least one challenge the agency could face if it ever decides to offer those projects, but Cole expects they'll be shelved for now. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.